USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Amid growing chaos in Syria, President Donald Trump has officially ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country's north to avoid a bloody conflict between Turkey and U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that continues to get worse by the hour, according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The Pentagon had previously pulled away a number of troops from the Turkish attack zone along the border. With the escalation of violence, all U.S. forces along the border will now follow that move. Esper said, "We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very unwinnable situation." The Pentagon chief, who spoke in two TV interviews, did not say the approximately 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria are leaving the country entirely at this time. Trump's national security team plans to meet later to assess the situation, Esper said, and U.S. officials continue to urge the Turkish president to halt and reverse his action. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that will make the state the first to allow employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders against other people. The bill was vetoed twice by former Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, and goes beyond a measure that he signed allowing only law enforcement officers and immediate family members to ask judges to temporarily take away people's guns when they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. Newsom is also a Democrat who signed a companion bill allowing the gun violence restraining orders to last 1 and 5 years, although the gun owners could petition to end those restrictions earlier. The new laws were among 15 gun-related laws that Newsom approved as the state strengthens what it calls the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and he calls it the nation's toughest restrictions. Between 1993 and 2017, there was a 62% decline in the gun murder rate in the state of California, nearly double the 34% nationally. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C. and then every Friday in front of the Capitol we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. The Joker keeps winning at the box office. Studios estimated that The Joker added $55 million from North American theaters. The Addams Family exceeded expectations and took second place in its first weekend at theaters with $30.3 million. Gemini Man stumbled out of the gates. The Ang Lee film about an assassin on the run from a younger version of himself starring Will Smith opened in third place with $20.5 million. It cost a reported $140 million to make. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.